This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talking about that for a long time now, it seems. It's been a few weeks, and then add a few weeks on top of that. So, Kevin McCarthy, will he remain as Speaker of the House? There's a big push to even replace him. Hey, everybody. Politics as usual here in the good old United States of America. Happy as always to be the skipper of this ship here on America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for tuning in to hang out with us. We'll be talking about a lot of different things, including your thoughts as we go to the mailbag. And in the mailbag, coming up in our second hour, boy, you really ran the gamut this time around. I love it. And I say this all the time. If you want to reach out and touch us 24-7, you can. Kate@katedelaneyradio.com. I boom that out there right from the start because we really did get a lot of people saying what jackals the people are in Washington for not figuring out a way to not shut down the government because you feel sorry for people who are dependent on jobs that are dependent on the people that run the country. I think there's been so many stories, personalized stories, that have been done over the last couple of weeks about people who serve in the military and for various reasons they won't get paychecks. For other people who are told you may be asked to show up and just not get paid, we've seen that happen before. And other people who are dependent on contracts with the government that will find that they dissipate for however long until this gets solved. So the House GOP is planning a late night vote on spending bills in a test for Kevin McCarthy. So let's see where that goes. Any failed bills will probably provoke even more chaos on the House floor and be yet another embarrassing kind of defeat for Republican leaders. But this is where we are. It's about what do you do to avert the shutdown, and you don't have the votes to make that happen. And that's exactly what we're talking about right here. There is no life raft. There doesn't seem to be a life raft. And the showdown is over our southern border. So after months of divisions over spending levels, there is just this impasse. Border security has to be a part of any package to keep the government open. That's pretty much what the message is at this point. So will that become a reality? I really don't think so. Is there any way that there is a way to avoid this with the hardliners who are adamant about it? And it doesn't seem as though that's happening. Let me give you some examples. There have been offers of short-term options to boost funding for border technology and barriers and make some significant policy changes. That wasn't enough. Raising the prospect, you know, that this shutdown becomes bigger. Talking about scrambling and trying to get other kinds of traction as far as the border is concerned without going to extreme measures. Representative Corey Mills, one of the Republicans who says, "I'm not giving in," has reiterated again and again he's not going to vote for a stopgap bill under any circumstance, and said that adding the House Republican security package would do nothing to win over his vote, especially since it would not have provisions related to what they call E-Verify, which is a national database that's used by employers to verify the immigration status of individuals that they hire. So the bottom line is, Mills says, is we've reached H.R. 2 as a standalone bill, and back when we passed it, it also had E-Verify in there, which made it stronger. So this is what it comes down to. Over the last week, crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border have surged nearly numbers that we haven't seen since late spring, over 8,000 to 9,000 a day. And that situation has made it much more difficult to back away from this border issue. So it just keeps getting recapitulated that you have to do this. This has to happen. U.S. Border Patrol agents are considered essential. They're going to continue to perform their law enforcement functions, by the way, including apprehending migrants crossing the border unlawfully during a government shutdown. But guess what? They're going to do it without pay, people. So that's one organization that will be hit by this, which is so ironic because this is such a battle over you have to have this in this bill, this stopgap bill. So there's 19,000 Border Patrol agents and 25,000 Office of Field Operation officers that would go unpaid. The second it happens, they are unpaid. Do you think they're making a lot of money? Do you think that's easy for them to afford to do that? Do you think that motivates them when they go to work? Have you been ever asked when you've worked for a company to work for free? For a day, 2 days, a week, 2 weeks? You can't pay your bills on free. You can't. So it is kind of politically risky, I would say, too. And it is looming. I mean, we've seen the last minute flurry that has happened before in the past. But I said this, gosh, I said this last week with all the takeaways I have from conversations on the Hill and from what I've seen and what I've known, it just doesn't feel that way. It really feels like, yeah, the government shutdown is what's going to happen. It is just going to hit. And it's going to hit like a tsunami, people that you don't even, you know, even that you don't realize. Like the example I gave, who is it that's going to be impacted by a shutdown? Who is it that's going to get hit by this in the worst ways possible? The people who can ill afford it. All right, the first impeachment hearing of Joe Biden, there was time for that, believe it or not. What happened there? House Republicans trying to establish a basis to impeach President Biden, even as witnesses they invited, said there wasn't evidence that the president benefited financially from foreign business dealings of his son, Hunter Biden, in exchange for steering U.S. foreign policy. So you have Representative James Comer from Kentucky, who's chair of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee. He opened the inquiry on Thursday, accusing the Bidens and their associates of creating 20 shell companies that raked in more than $20 million, including when Biden was vice president. He said, point blank, well, what were the Bidens selling to make all this money? But all the witnesses, including constitutional lawyers and a forensic expert that were brought in by the Republicans during a six-hour hearing, said they don't have the evidence of an impeachable offense, that this is what they have to prove, that Biden, Joe Biden, received payments and was bribed. The witnesses instead urged the committee to open an impeachment inquiry to keep digging, that they had to keep digging. So needless to say, Democrats are accusing the Republicans of holding a sham hearing. The wheels keep on turning. The wheels keep on turning. All right, coming up next, the weather. You can bet there's a chance some of the wet stuff is going to affect many of you over the weekend.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
No, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
There's so much conversation about artificial intelligence in every day, some facet of my life, that is something that is being discussed. I gave a speech the other day, artificial intelligence. A lot of digital people were there. I did a speech, and I had to MC the rest of the day, and I was on the business side. So there were people in the business of building websites, of SEO, so maximizing websites and social media, and they talked a lot about the impact of AI and what does it mean, and there's been so many conversations about that now, and ChatGPT just upped its game, because basically now it can pull anything from the internet. Boom, it's a wide open space, anything. Before it was up to 2021, now it's beyond that, so it can source anything. So I'm going to talk about that in just a second. I mean, that was heavily featured in these strikes, with the writers being out, which, by the way, a lot of that programming's coming back. The late night programs will all be back on Monday night. And I think even Bill Maher's show that's on HBO, that comes back on Friday. So that was impacted, as many, many, many things were, by the writers' strike, and especially those nighttime shows, because they hire a lot of writers or have a lot of writers on their staff. But we'll talk about that in a second. The weather. It really helps to have a degree in meteorology. I don't, but I did do the weather and learn from people who had degrees in meteorology. Because I could work a computer in the beginning of my career, I would get thrown into standing in front of the camera and designing things and doing the weather. And of all places, I learned in a tough place to do it, Kearney, Nebraska, because the farmers were so impacted by the weather. So, you know, you'd have to really dig deep on exactly what was happening. So high impact flooding is what we're talking about in New York City. And that's happening already. Millions of people in the tri-state area are being impacted by what they call level 3 or 4, the moderate risk for flash flooding. That means you get that intense rainfall, 1 inch an hour possible, right? And then that rainfall that gets intense could cause that serious flash flooding on the roads and even in subway stations. I mean, that's got to be the worst. You're running to grab, step through the rain, and then you think, well, if I go down into the subway, no. Because Sandy flooded out, if you remember, years ago, which would be, I think it was 2012, Sandy flooded out subway, a lot of subway stations because of where they're located, so you think about it. So New York City Emergency Management issued a travel advisory starting at 4 a.m. on Friday through 6 a.m. on Saturday, warning of this widespread travel impacts during morning commute. And New York is under a flash flood watch. I mean, the whole thing. They're just saying, hey, New Yorkers, you're all under this umbrella. So and it's scary, too, when you have the New York City Emergency Management Commissioner saying everybody needs to exercise caution. If you must travel, consider using public transportation. But I hope it's not a subway that's getting flooded, and allow for extra travel time if you have to drive. Don't enter flooded roadways. That's, I think, what happens to people. I talked about that with happening to me a couple of weeks ago, where we got massive rain on the Gulf Coast, and I was taking the dog to the vet, and all the roads were wet but pretty clear by me, but I made this one turn, and I looked down at the end of the road, and I saw probably 6 cars that were completely stuck. They were submerged up to, like, their door, and already the rescue was coming on the other end, so I knew, yeah, I'm turning around. I'm making a K-turn and turning around because I can't help them anyway. The emergency crews are coming, but I could have been washed right into the middle of that, not paying attention. I just go, a half a block more, and I'm in the middle of it. So what happens when you get that, serious rain that just pounds down super, super fast? And that's what this situation is here. And then, of course, we're watching these tropical storms. Philip is the one that everybody's watching right now. But that looks like it's not going to veer in too badly in the direction of the East Coast. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. It's just something that has to be watched. And then you get this phenomenon of weather that these lightning strikes, and I've seen it. I mean, I'm living in the lightning capital of the world, where my sister-in-law taught me immediately, you start to hear the booms, the thunder, now you know how close this lightning is. Lightning sadly struck and hit a 16-year-old girl in Central Florida, killing her. Sweet girl, you see the pictures and hear the stories about her. Her name is Bailey Holbrook. She liked to hunt, and her father loved that about her. Took her out hunting, and a lightning bolt struck a tree and hit the father and daughter. He was knocked out, lost consciousness when it hit. Then, as soon as he came to, he saw that his daughter wasn't breathing, and he did everything he could. CPR, called 911. And they came, took her to the hospital. She was stabilized. She was transferred to a trauma center. But she died, later on Wednesday. Her family was there, and she was very popular in this Putnam County School District. People knew her. She was a student she was a senior at a high school, and her classmates were there, and had a prayer for the family. Just a really terribly sad thing, and a reminder that though it's rare, Florida is known as one of the most active areas for lightning strikes, with more people being killed by them than any other state. Between 2013 and 2022, there were 51 lightning fatalities in Florida. And would you believe this? Texas, second, with 19 lightning deaths. And storms just all of a sudden, they're out hunting.
there, all of a sudden it just comes upon you. It's not like warning, there's lightning strikes coming your way. It just, it can happen so, so quickly. So that was a terribly sad story, obviously weather related. All right, AI, this is going to impact you whether you want to learn about AI or not. Some people are using it when they, for content, if they're trying to figure out something that they're creating or writing, they ask questions and get answers from, you know, ChatGPT or another form of AI like that. The actors were worried about them, their likenesses being copied with AI. That was part of one of the sticking points in the contract that they're trying to work out, the SAG-AFTRA. The writers, same thing, that a lot of what they do, what did AI mean? That was a little piece of theirs. How was that going to be implemented? Because it keeps changing. It's new technology, and it's going to keep changing. And they didn't want to have to worry about that every single year. So I just saw this from AI. AI creating what some people would look like, what celebrities would look like if they had gotten old. It is so creepy. I mean, it's creepy. So AI created this picture, and it's in the U.S. Sun. And AI created photographs of, like, Marilyn Monroe. What would Marilyn... You know, she's forever young because she died young, so you have that image of her with the dress blowing up and the blonde hair, and even if you're in your 20s, you know the name Marilyn Monroe, and that's the picture that you have. Well, they brought her to life as an old woman, and wow, I mean, she doesn't look anything like Marilyn Monroe to me. And I think one of the craziest ones, you know, she would have been, the picture they had of Marilyn Monroe, she would have been in her 90s. There was a picture they did of using AI technology. There's a picture they did of Elvis Presley at 87 and just had a lot of wrinkles on his forehead around his eyes and slick back kind of grayish hair. And, of course, he died very early, right? You know, 42 years after prescription drug use and unhealthy eating. But how does he look at 87? They had him a little slimmer at 87. And then Princess Diana. And they had her at 62. She looked pretty good for 62, I have to say. I mean, a few wrinkles, but she looked like herself in the AI photographs. Nickel and Dime, next.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Taking to the social media platform X today, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin announced he will not be running for re-election in 2024.
What I will be doing is traveling the country and speaking out to see if there is an interest in creating a movement to mobilize the middle and bring Americans together.
This almost certainly guarantees Republicans a Senate seat in the deeply red state. GOP Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is introducing a resolution to initiate the impeachment of the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. Greene alleges that Mayorkas has committed high crimes and misdemeanors pertaining to the U.S. southern border. A new study from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development found that binge drinking around the world is very popular. The country that does it the most is Denmark, followed by Romania, and then Britain. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ah, yes, nickeled and dimed. Do you feel like you're getting nickeled and dimed at least once a week? We're going to give you some great examples of that, or sad examples of that. There's some obvious ones, like we are really subject to what's happening with the interest rates. We know that because I talk about that all the time. You know, now if you were going to get a new house and you're getting a 30-year fixed mortgage, it'd be over 7%. Meaning 7%. Wow, you do the math on that, and that is not a good deal. You are being nickeled and dimed because of what's happened with the interest rates, and then you'd be kicking yourself because you know, oh gosh, if 2 years ago I had done this, I could have got an interest rate of 3% or less. Right? That's when it infuriates people, because they know, because they hear the comparisons, and they don't want to hear the comparisons of, wow, I can't believe it. I think the worst nickel and dimed that I've heard all week, I talked to one of my buddies, Annie Z, who lives in Westlake Village in Southern California, and we were talking about the price of gasoline. Premium is $7. Let me say that again. $7.20. So for her to fill up, it is $7.20 for premium gas. And a lot of cars take premium now. Most SUVs, no matter what kind, it's premium. You got to put that in your tank. If you were not a premium user, she said it was six and change. Wow. How can people afford that? It's outrageous. And I don't understand why the great state of California can't figure out a way to at least get closer to the ballpark average of the rest of the United States. So you are being nickeled and dimed when it comes to gasoline if you live in California and you're paying that horrific amount. How do you combat that? Hopefully you live in the area where you work and you can walk a couple of blocks, right? Or you have some cheap public transportation. I don't know. Especially my time in California and even recently being there, especially in SoCal, you get caught in a lot of traffic. So you're burning a lot of fuel. You are going to eat up that gas tank. So that has definitely pinched a lot of people. All right. Another area where we get nickeled and dimed, and it's also very awkward because you're trying to figure out, should you be paying this tip or not? Listen, if you've ever worked in a restaurant and made whatever they pay you in the restaurant, which can often be way less than whatever minimum wage is, it's expected, you know, the tips make up for that. I worked in a restaurant, and we all split our tips, the waiters, the busboys, waitresses, hostess, bartender, all of us. That's what we did. And we did fine. It all evened out, luckily. Every once in a while would there be a rough night where it's like, wow, no tips, hardly anyone coming in. So then it was tougher. And we get that. We get the whole thing about restaurants. But are we being nickeled and dimed when you go to place an order at the counter of a fast foodish restaurant and they turn the tablet over to you and it says this is suggested amounts of tips, or it has tips on whatever the tip would be, or then they say to you, okay, if you don't want to leave a tip, just hit the button. So it could be, you could be getting a salad bowl for $10, and it could be, as I was reading in the Washington Post when I was looking at this and thinking this just happened to me, it could be a dollar on top of a $10 salad bowl, or it could be your coffee is, I don't know, $5 and change, and it would be another $1.25 on top of that. So it creates, I think, some tension and anxiety and confusion for the customers who have the feeling that they're getting looked at like they're a cheapskate, because you're standing in line, you're getting your own meal, you're getting your own drink, and usually you're bussing your own dishes. So I'm saying you have to go and drop whatever it is into the container. So are you tipping the same tip percentage that you would a full service restaurant? Is that, I don't know. It's such a good question. It's such a crazy thing that's happened. And I think some of this happened because of the credit card processing industry. Some of it happened because of the pandemic, and some of it just flat out is what the restaurant's jurisdiction is what they decide they're going to do. I mean, really, some waitresses can have an hourly rate of $2.13. Wow. So they expect that the people who dine will make up the difference between what they tip. So it is a nickeled and dimed kind of thing, and it's nickeled and then people in these situations in some of these restaurants get nickeled and dimed. So it's wild to look at those rates and see what does that really mean when you compare it. And it's a crazy, crazy process as to what is kosher, so to speak, now, and what is not. I mean, all over the place you're seeing, what are the rules of tipping? Because people are so confused. It's like when you're a guy, for all the men listening, and you go to Supercuts and you get your hair cut, you're getting it cut for probably not a lot of money. You're not paying a lot. And you're paying a tip on top of that. But when you're a woman and you go to a hair salon and you get your hair colored, or you get it blow dried, and you get, you know, it's like a la carte service. It's like you're going to a high-end steak shop. And then it becomes, wow, how much of a tip are you putting on top of that? And because of that, some places include everything. They say you don't have to tip, so they make the amount super high. And that becomes really confusing, too. And you can see people, you can see people struggling with that, right? So you can easily look when it comes to a traditional restaurant. I get it. But when it comes to going to a fast food place, you're getting nickeled and dimed. You're getting nickeled and dimed. Or you go to a grocery store. I mean, in grocery stores, I'm not saying somebody carries out your groceries and they're helping you and you want to tip them. No, I'm saying you are taking your groceries out of the cart and there's a thing, and I'm not kidding you, that has at the checkout about tipping. What? What? So if you press no, I don't think you should feel guilty there, because I think they should be making a livable wage. And if they're not, there is something wrong with that grocery chain. And then they really are nickel and diming not only their employees, but the people who come in and don't shop there, if that's the case. And I've actually seen that. But I think that is incredibly, incredibly rare, I have to say. I think it's really, really rare. All right, that's nickeled and dimed. So if you don't want to be nickeled and dimed, one of the things that you can do is look at National Coffee Day. National Coffee Day is Friday. So if you're listening to this show live, that means that you can go and get a free cup of coffee with, if you're a Dunkin' Rewards member, totally free, 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 free. There's other places where you can get coffee deals and coffee for free. You just have to look up what the hot spot is and you can find out. I mean, even some of the local places are giving you twofers. Hey, buy one, get one free. So, or you just get it for, you get it for free because it's Coffee Day. I know that at my local coffee store, I'll be able to get a free one because they've already announced that and put that out into the Twittersphere that if you come in, it's a free coffee. So you're not getting nickels and dimes. And if you have in the past, then you would feel better about it because they're giving you a free cup. I don't know if you saw this or not. Some of you may already know this. Were you a fan of Harry Potter? Some people liked Harry Potter. Some weren't interested in it. Some people read all the Harry Potters to their children. And if you did, then you know that Dumbledore, the actor who played Dumbledore, or at least most of the time, because he didn't play it the whole time, died. Michael Gambon died, and he was so good in that role. I was not an initial Harry Potter watcher or any of that, but then for, I guess it was during the pandemic, when I had seen a couple, we watched them, and watching them that way, where you see them in a row, was really fascinating, and he was great in that role. And he appeared first in 2004, and that was his first Harry Potter. And he played Dumbledore in 6 of the 8 films because he followed Richard Harris. After the actor Richard Harris died, he became that actor. And of course he was in many, many other things. So he's a veteran of the stage and big screen. And he died following a bout with pneumonia. And he died at the age of 82. And so many of the actors who worked with him reacted to his death. And he was the headmaster of Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry in those 6 of the 8 Harry Potter films. So rip to Dumbledore. What a great job Gambon did playing that role. Coming up, a conversation with Dr. Patrick Basil on a thing called cool sculpting.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powder Yarko that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's no shame these days when people, and lots of guys are doing it too, there's no shame when people are getting Botox, they're getting various treatments to look better or feel better or figure out ways to stave off aging. What used to be things that we didn't know now are so more accessible, and there are conversations and terms that I think more people are becoming familiar with. So we're going to talk about cool sculpting. So get this, if you're wondering how to get rid of the unwanted fat that you just can't seem to shed despite dieting and exercising, Dr. Patrick Basil gives us the scoop on Cool Sculpting Elite. It's a non-invasive treatment with real results that eliminate body fat in 9 FDA-cleared areas to help achieve your desired body contouring goals. Here's Dr. Basil.
Hello, I'm Dr. Patrick Basil, board-certified plastic surgeon from Jacksonville, Florida, who specializes in body contouring. Today I'm teaming up with Allergan Aesthetics to talk about one of the most popular procedures in our practice, Cool Sculpting Elite. I'm joined with one of my Cool Sculpting Elite patients, Remus. CoolSculpting Elite is the only FDA-cleared, cold-based, non-surgical treatment that uses a process called cryolipolysis to permanently remove fat from 9 FDA-cleared areas of the body. A typical session can last anywhere from 35 minutes to several hours, depending on the number of areas we are going to treat. We also have dual applicators and can treat multiple areas of the body at once. Typically, we can expect to see the results at about 1 to 3 months after your last treatment. A common question we get is, who is a good candidate for CoolSculpting Elite? And the answer is anybody that has stubborn areas of fat that are non-responsive to diet and exercise. Remus was an excellent candidate for CoolSculpting Elite because he maintains a very healthy lifestyle, is active, but just had those stubborn areas of fat in his flank and abdominal area that wouldn't go away.
As I got older, my metabolism started to slow down, and I had a lot of competing priorities between work and starting a family, so it was hard to find time to follow a serious diet and to increase the number of workouts I did per week. Once I learned about CoolSculpting Elite, I thought it would be a good addition to my overall journey, especially when I was informed that there was little to no downtime, so I'd be able to go about my day after treatment. About 2 months ago, I was evaluated to ensure I would be a good candidate for the treatment. After being approved, Dr. Basil and I worked together to create a unique treatment plan just for me. I received my first CoolSculpting Elite treatment on my flanks, and so far I'm really happy with the results. These results inspired me to come back to Dr. Basil's office today to work on another area, my abdomen. During the treatment, there's a sensation of coldness. After about 10 minutes or so, the area goes numb. Once the area is numb, I can relax and just hang out. And at the end, there's a short massage that some people find uncomfortable, but to me, it's similar to a sports massage.
A common question we get is how many sessions someone's going to need with CoolSculpting Elite. Usually I tell my patients to expect about 2 sessions separated about 6 to 8 weeks apart, but it really depends on how many areas we're going to treat, and you should really work with your licensed healthcare professional to come up with a tailored plan for you. If someone's interested in CoolSculpting Elite, I recommend going on CoolSculpting.com and reading the full safety information. You can also click on that QR code and use the Find the Provider tool to find someone near you who has been fully trained and can help you getting started on this journey.
All right, CoolSculpting Elite. You heard where you can go and find out more information about that. All right, speaking of working out and people that are doing their best to be in as good a shape as they can, you think of the professional athletes in a kind of a mini man cave, if you will. It was the kickoff of another week in the world of football. Just a reminder that we have Nailed the Score every single Tuesday in our first hour final segment. You can win fabulous prizes, and somebody, at least 3 people, are going to get gift certificates just for playing. If you even play once, your name is entered in. We had a lot of people that sent us email guesses this last time around, and of course, Pete called in, as he always does. I can't believe how many people are working and sending in guesses, which is kind of cool because you're listening to us when you're doing your thing. But you can always call, too. So the bottom line is this week what's interesting is the game at Lambeau Field turned out to be the Lions. I mean, Green Bay, what is going on with Green Bay? Green Bay fans have to be missing Aaron Rodgers. They just do. And Jordan Love may really grow into this role. Who knows? I mean, look, the Packers are 2-2, but the Lions are 3-1. The Lions beat the Packers 34-20. Jared Goff, who is the quarterback for the Lions, has found his stride. And you can tell when you watch him play with this team. 19 of 28, 210 yards, a touchdown, an interception. But it feels, even if he has an okay day, it feels like the momentum has shifted in a very, very big way. So the Lions have beat the Packers for a fourth straight time. And that includes the final game of last season when Detroit stopped Green Bay for a playoff spot in Aaron Rodgers' last game with the Packers. Rodgers' replacement, Jordan Love, threw for a touchdown, ran for another. He tried to rally the Packers like he did the previous week. He finished 23 of 36 for 246 yards. He was picked off twice by Jerry Jacobs. Detroit led 27-3 at the halfway point, and at that point they had outgained Green Bay's, you know, 284 yards to 21. So there was just boos from the crowd. I've been to Lambeau. I've never heard it like that. And it was the Lions' highest scoring first half against the Packers in the series. 188 game history. Wow. Remember, they were trailing against New Orleans 17-0 before scoring 18 points in the final 11 minutes for a one-point victory in the previous week. But now, this halftime deficit, yeah, they didn't come back. And it was all about the Lions. So that's a pretty big accomplishment for the Lions, and a big win because they're 3-1 now at this point. And you look at the rest of the games for the weekend. I mean, we're getting into this. When you're talking about your fourth game of the season, I'm curious as to what's going to happen with the Broncos on the road. The Broncos are actually favored just by 3.5 points over the Bears at Soldier Field, but both of those teams are 0-3. I mean, wow. I mean, Broncos fans, talk about the boo fest. They may be the biggest booers yet, but this is on the road, so they don't have to worry about being booed there. It would be on the Bears side of the Bears side of the ball. The Buccaneers and the Saints is an interesting game at 2-1. Both of those teams, where they sit and what happens in that game, I think is going to be pretty significant. And we talked a lot about that game in looking at the game of the week, of course. And the Cowboys and the Patriots, normally, right, in the old days, it'd be like, well, Patriots, Cowboys are favored, though, by less than a touchdown, 6.5. 6.5, people, so it's not that big. All right, I want to throw this in. Coming up, we have the Ryder Cup. Will the U.S. be able to win in Europe? That's the thing. That's where they really struggle. The championship is played alternately at courses in the U.S. and in Europe. In earlier years, the competition pitted the U.S. against Britain or Britain and Ireland. The U.S. dominated. But it's been different since then, and they've struggled against Team Europe. The Team Europe has posted an 11-9-1 record, and the U.S. has failed to win on European soil since 1993. That's 30 years without bringing a trophy home from across the Atlantic. So we're talking about golf. We're talking about the best male golfers in the world, or seemingly, because they had to be picked for their teams. And that happens over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, as to see what happens. It's being played at a really cool golf course outside of Rome. Boy, that would have been fun. It's really, actually, it's Friday to Sunday. That would have been fun to be on that trip, right? Get to go watch some golf, get to go hang out among the ruins in Rome, get some great Italian food. Sounds good to me. All right, my friends, we've come to the end of the hour. Hats off to Alex Kay for his excellent work, as always, on the technicals of this show. For the rest of you, stay safe, sane, and happy. Right, Guinness?
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.